Time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Drying out. I don't know if you've been outside yet this morning. It's a little humid.
Yeah, that's not going to change, unfortunately.
Okay, I lied. It's a lot humid this morning. It's also 76 degrees outside already this morning as well, so it's going to be another one of those kind of days. In fact, it looks like this day might be the worst of the week as far as the hot and humid conditions go. That's the way it goes.
Yep.
It's the way it goes. Kendall Warren with us here this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. I do have 4 used electric ranges all in good working order, 1 used gas range. Still have that older large 18 cubic foot chest freezer. Works okay. $85 will buy it. Got 5 used refrigerators, 2 used built-in dishwashers, been through the shop in good condition, several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Still have that used 40-gallon natural gas power vent water heater, 1 small air conditioner in the 6,000 BTU category. Got in a front-load washer dryer with pedestals in excellent condition, also a used 16 cubic foot upright freezer in excellent condition. Got a few room air conditioners left in stock. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul that old heater away, and of course we take care of the service later if it's needed. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, and Maytag, and GE. Full line of freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Hey, if you stopped by the KJAN booth at the Cass County Fairgrounds over the weekend, you had a chance to swing by and do our question of the day thing, and we thought we'd kind of wrap it all up here this morning and run through the results of our question of the day. We kind of ran the gamut this time around. We had a little bit of a presidential question in there. We had kind of a sports question. We had one about a local issue, and then we had one about a national issue. So we had a little bit of everything for you to zip by, and we had a number of folks that took the time to fill it out each and every day. We appreciate that. And we also have some winners this morning, too.
Yeah.
Hy-Vee helped to kick in some $10 gift cards. So what we did every day is we just total up the results. And then we also threw them all in a box, no matter how you answer. We don't care how you answer, but we threw them all back in the box. And then we drew out a name. And that person each day will win a $10 gift card to the Atlantic Hy-Vee. So, yeah, a little something for you there. A little carrot on the end of the stick to get you to stop on by and fill out our question of the day. Friday, we started our question of the day with, we mentioned a little bit of a presidential kind of a flair to it. We didn't ask you who you were voting for. It's way too early for that yet. Way too early. You've already seen the commercials, but it's way too early.
Yeah. Pick out of the 30 candidates.
I know. Well, that's the thing. There are so many. I don't even remember. On the Democrat side, there are, 4 or 5 that are announced already? And then on the Republican side, they're like 15, 16,
yeah,
something like that. So, yeah, you're just throwing darts at a board right now. There's so many out there. But we didn't ask you who you favored. We didn't ask you how you'd vote. We didn't ask you Republican or Democrat. What we asked was something a little bit different because this guy's been in the news quite a bit here lately, and he's not a politician until now, until he got in the race. But Donald Trump, you know him as the guy who's made billions of dollars in real estate. You may know him as the guy who's on TV doing The Apprentice. You may know him as the guy with the wacky hair. However you know him, he's all over the place right now because he is an announced candidate for president. He's different than the rest. Everybody else, you know, they're politicians. They parse their speech. They are very careful about what they say. It's very succinct and thoughtful. Donald Trump tends to, at least my experience watching him is, he tends to say whatever's on his mind. Just flat out say it. So it's ruffled a few feathers here and there. It's caught some people's attention. So we just thought we would do that this morning and ask you the question, can you see Donald Trump as the president? That was our question on Friday. Can you see Donald Trump as the president of the United States? We had 47 people that answered our question said yes. 64 people who answered our question said no. So the majority of folks who swung by our booth and answered our question said no, not so much. But still, decent amount on both sides.
Yeah, it's on both sides. A lot more even, I guess, than I would have thought.
I don't know. What do you think? Do you have an opinion?
I don't know. I can't really see it, I guess. I mean, I can see him being shaking it, things up and making the race interesting, but I don't see him being president.
You know, I guess I'm kind of like a lot of other folks, too. I can see the intrigue just because I'm pretty well fed up like everybody else with taxation and, you know, everything else and what have you. But it's just a matter of, I don't know. You know, diplomacy is a big part of that, too. And, you know, he's, I guess he's a different guy now than he might be later on, too. I don't know, but we'll see. So anyway, it's 47 yes, 64 no. That's what folks had said. Oh, we changed our contest this year, I see. Just was handed a note. These gift cards are not $10 this year. They are $20 gift cards this year. So we've changed our contest. We've upped the stakes.
Yeah. Get more without even knowing. All
stakes.
Right.
You could buy those with your gift cards,
too.
That's
true. Too. You
could. There you go. Very good. All right. So our prizes are $20 gift cards. We'll give you the winners here in a little bit. We drew each day, and we'll give you the winners here at the end. Okay. Now, Saturday we moved on. We had a little sports kind of question for you. Figure with all those Iowa State fans walking around, it's an ag fair. There are tons of Iowa State fans walking around the fairgrounds, right? Surely they'd have an opinion on this one. Will Fred Hoiberg. You've heard of Fred Hoiberg, right?
Yeah.
Okay, kind of figured you would have.
Probably have.
Will Fred Hoiberg win an NBA championship with the Chicago Bulls? Now, I figured that'd be a question that might confound some of those Iowa State fans wandering around, because while they deep down love Fred Hoiberg, he's one of their own, they also deep down might be very resentful right now because he left.
Yeah, they might not. It's a matter of they might not want him to.
Didn't ask you, do you want him to? We said, will he? So that was our question. Will he win an NBA championship with the Chicago Bulls, okay, which is where he is right now? 37 people. Not a lot of people answered this. They must have been scratching their heads going, I don't know. 37 people said yes. 40 said no. So it was pretty close. About a fair split there. Yep, that was our question on Saturday. So, the jury's still out on that one. Folks aren't really too sure. All right, on Sunday, we asked a different kind of a question, and we've asked this question kind of in a different way before, but now that it's actually happening, we thought we'd throw this out here again because there's been a lot of talk about it. The question is, do you prefer school starting after the Iowa State Fair? You know, it'll start, you know, toward just shortly after this year, so you know, state law actually requires schools to start after September 1st. However, there are waivers that are handed out like lollipops at a circus for that. So almost no one does, and they haven't for a long time. I don't know why you had the law if you're not going to, you know, enforce it. But so everybody was, but the school year was starting earlier and earlier and earlier, and there were lots of complaints, and you know, there was a lot of talk and discussion, and there still is among school officials about this. So we just asked, do you prefer school starting after the Iowa State Fair, not after September 1st, but after the Iowa State Fair? And it was a resounding yes. 77 folks that answered our question said yes. Only 8 said no.
It's pretty solid.
So that's a pretty solid outcome on that one. We had no outcome on yesterday's question. We actually didn't have too many people answer it either. Yesterday's question was, should illegal immigrants be allowed a path to citizenship? An awful lot of talk and discussion about the immigration situation here in the United States these days. So we just asked, should illegal immigrants be allowed a path to citizenship, or should we send them back home? We didn't put that on there, but that would be the alternative, I guess. Mm-hmm. We had 16 people say yes, and 16 said no. So literally, the jury's out on that one. We have a hung jury on that one. Should illegal immigrants be allowed a path to citizenship? It was a dead heat on that one. So that's how it played out here this year with our question of the day. Now, we did, as I mentioned earlier, pick out winners each and every day, too. And it says here a $20 gift card to Hy-Vee for each of these folks. So congratulations to Betty Hickman of Atlantic. Betty answered Friday's question, and we drew her name. So Betty Hickman of Atlantic is a $20 gift card winner to Hy-Vee. On Saturday, we drew out a winner, and it was Sarah Potterbaum of Atlantic. So congratulations to Sarah Potterbaum of Atlantic. She gets one of those $20 gift cards. On Sunday, the winner we drew out was Jenny Backus of Griswold. So congratulations to Jenny Backus of Griswold. She wins a $20 gift card to the Atlantic Hy-Vee. And yesterday we drew a name out. It was Linda Iltz of Messina. So congratulations to Linda Iltz of Messina. She is a winner of a gift card from Hy-Vee as well. So thank you, folks, for stopping by and answering our question of the day at the Cass County Fair. Saw a number of folks. Had a number of folks stop by and knock on the door. I'm not sure if they just wanted to get a whiff of that air conditioning or what the deal was. But we had a number of folks knocking on the door trying to get, stick their head in there once in a while. So we appreciate the folks stopping on by and taking care of that business for us, too. Don't forget, we do have a little bit more business to take care of at the Cass County Fair today. We'll be in and out throughout the morning with some live coverage of the fair sale for you today. So you'll have an opportunity to get a chance of catching some of that in case you can't make it out there. We hope you can. It starts at 8 o'clock here in just a little bit. So as soon as we're finished up here, I'm going to head on back out there, and we'll get you some of that coverage here throughout the morning here on KJAN. So keep it tuned. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you, if you go out and use those Hy-Vee gift cards to load up on some stuff, he'd like to give you an idea of how you can make it work for you at home, right?
You're right. Got chest freezers and upright from 5 through and including 22 cubic foot. And most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. We offer Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, built-in and convertible portable. Do have a closeout on two LG built-in dishwashers at below wholesale cost. Lots of refrigerators in stock, good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Washers and dryers, top load and front load. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG with tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service for 3 years on both the washer and the dryer. The washer motor has 5 years, and the washer transmission has 15 years. They have introduced some new models, and they've increased that warranty from 3 years to 5 years, and that also is a 100% warranty on Speed Queen washers and dryers. Pots on, and why don't you stop and see us and try to do it today, Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that a lot. Maybe we should have shaken up those questions a little bit. Maybe we should have asked folks if they could see Fred Hoiberg as the president and Donald Trump winning an NBA title with the Bulls. Maybe that would have cleared it up a little bit.
Probably would have got, yeah, both ways.
I think we'd have changed the results just slightly, you bet. Hey, thanks so much once again. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.